Hello, dear listeners. Right now I'm sitting here with Gintarė from Lithuania, who is, well, a former volunteer at the European Wilderness Society. And I'm here with her to ask her some questions about her time here. She has been with us for more than, 9 months already. A really long time, and she did some really cool things here. So I will ask her about that now. So hi, Gintarė, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me here.
Of course. So I was wondering, back then, 9 months ago, how did you feel when you first arrived? Like, how was it coming to Tamsvik?
Right. So I was taking this train from Vienna to Tamsvik, and I was really tired from traveling, so I was trying not to fall asleep. And then whenever I would doze off and open my eyes, there would be like more and more mountains, and there was more and more countryside. And I was feeling like I'm driving into this fairy tale of like this fairy tale of cows and mountains and pastures and milk rivers flowing through. So that was really cool. And then the last train I had to take was this. I really thought it was a toy train because it's really, really old and it only had two wagons. And the lady who was checking tickets was like really, really funny and helpful. And so I was driving on this really old train, and it just felt like a fairy tale, really, going through these valleys of these mountains. Because Lithuania is very flat, and we don't have anything like that, really.
There must be a big difference then, yeah.
Yeah, so this was really, really impressive when I arrived here.
Nice. So you said Lithuania is very flat, and here, of course, there are many mountains around, so I guess there was like a big impression. So what were like your favorite activities? I guess in summer they were different than in winter, so maybe you can give us an insight what you did like the time being you were here.
Right. So before coming here to Tamsvik, I've never lived in the mountains and I've never even had holidays in the mountains. So I've never, not in summer and not in winter. So I didn't even know what to do with them, you know? I just thought, like, for hiking, I thought you just stand at the bottom and then choose a peak and then sort of just go up or something through the forest. And apparently that wasn't the case. So my colleagues and other volunteers that were here with DVS, they introduced me to hiking. That was very funny. They were laughing at me, but, well, I had to be introduced.
I hope you had good shoes.
Yes, that's one thing that I knew that I have to get. And then for skiing as well, I haven't even imagined how it all works. Like all these ski lifts, I saw them because I came here in July. So I saw them in summer and I was wondering, well, how does this work? How do you get down? How do you break with the skis and everything? So it was really a new world for me, both the hiking and the skiing in winter.
So you actually learned how to ski here?
Yes.
Wow. Did you take classes, like a course, or did you do it by yourself or maybe with friends?
Well, I had a few private lessons with the actual ski instructor, and he showed me the basics, well, how to break and how to not break your leg when coming down. And then also the fellow colleagues and volunteers have showed me a few moves, and then I was just practicing on my own, and I think I got pretty good.
I can confirm that because we went skiing a couple of times. From like the difference from the first couple of times to the last couple of times was definitely good. And you survived without breaking anything, so that's...
I don't do pizza anymore, only the pomace. So I was told this is a good sign.
Nice. And you probably don't have any comparison with other ski resorts, but did you like how these things work? Like spending the whole day on the piece, getting lunch there, maybe also freezing a little bit, taking the bus there and back, stuff like that.
Yeah, so skiing is really impressive. I love the views when you go up. And also this is one thing I like it rather than hiking, because you can just take gondola down at the bottom of the mountain and the gondola takes you up, and then you can enjoy all these beautiful snowy mountaintops. When hiking, you have to actually like go up by yourself, and that's quite strenuous.
And so, go down again.
So skiing, yes, of course, I enjoy it a lot. It gets quite cold, but that's the trade-off.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, nice. So obviously you're not just hiked and skied all the time, you also worked a little bit at the European Wilderness Society. So how was that? Like, hiking and skiing was something very new. Was it also like that at work?
Yeah, also at work, because back at home I worked in the governmental environment protection organization, and here I came into the non-governmental organization, and well, they are completely different as well by the how they work, how they behave in the office, also like the office culture, but also where they get their funding from and all the projects and project proposal writing and implementation of the action. So it was really all new to me. So I was learning so much every day as well.
Nice. What was like your most memorable activity or little project that you had to do here?
So we organized this International Wilderness Week in October while I was here, and I was helping a lot with that. So that was a 5-day long online wilderness conference which united the whole world. So we had 16 hours of content every day, so like starting really early in the morning in the Asia and then moving through the time zones up until Americas. And well, organizing that from scratch was a really interesting experience, because we had to reach out to all these interesting people doing all this amazing conservation work and ask them to present in our Wilderness Week. So that was very impressive for me.
Yeah, I also was there, so I can confirm. It was a lot of work, but it was super cool. And you probably also made a lot of great contacts during that time. Like you found people that you probably didn't even know that exist. And if anybody who's listening is interested in the event, there's of course all the information about it on our website as well. And all the videos of the presentations, they were really cool.
And we're also going to repeat it because it was so successful. So stay tuned for the International Wilderness Week 2021, because I'm sure it's not going to be any worse of event.
It's probably going to be even better. That's true. And I hope you're going to be with us again as well, at least somehow virtual.
Of course.
Nice. So, yeah, let's think about the future. We will receive more volunteers here. Do you have any tips for them? Let's imagine they listen to this right now and they want to know about, hey, Gintare, what do I need to do before coming here or while I'm here, or I don't know?
Well, I guess the most important tip is bring warm clothes and bring more warm clothes. Because, well, summer was really nice, but then there were a few weeks where it was quite rainy and quite cold. So, I don't know. Well, at least I get really cold really easily, so that was my most important tip. But also, of course, well, just stay open-minded and stay curious about everything that this opportunity brings to you. Because it's really nice to just come open-hearted to the new culture and then explore how people live in different places, and then you can learn the best things that you want, best things that you like, and then bring them home to your daily life. And I think that's really cool.
Nice. I guess that's what you're doing now, going back home and taking all the experiences you have from here to Lithuania.
Exactly. New skills, new friends, new recipes, and the hiking experiences, of course. So, yeah.
Nice, you can teach your friends now how to hike. You can bring them here next summer or something.
Yeah, sure.
Perfect, well, thank you so much. And we will all miss you definitely, but we will stay in touch.
Thank you very much for having me again.
Of course.